Welcome to the Revival Center. This message is entitled, You Have a Work Prepared for You, by Pastor Trevor Del Bosso.
As we grow into 2020, I've been inspired to give you this message just to encourage you, but mainly to remind us of who we are and what we are here to do. God has prepared a work for us to walk in. So many of us who don't know our purpose, many of us believers don't know what we're supposed to do. God has already in His Word said He has prepared a work, good work for us to do. Not the work you have chosen, or even though it could be, but it's a work He has for us. Because He sees us as priceless. We are as pearls in His eyes. I think the scripture said we are the apples, or to be considered the apple of His eyes. Do you know how wonderful you are? I'm talking about me as well. Do you know how beautiful you are? Do you know that God created us with just more than enough for us to be satisfied with who we are? Do you know that we are valuable? Regardless of what we've been through, whatever hardships, struggles, tribulations, temptations, hardships, whatever the system tells us about ourselves, whatever people in schools or workplace tell us about ourselves, do not believe that report. But we believe the report of the Lord. And He says, you are priceless. You are valuable. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. He covered that inward part while we were in our mother's womb. If you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, do you accept that? Have you accepted that about yourself? Or are you still walking around with what people have said about you? That you're not good enough. That you're not beautiful enough. That you're not handsome enough. That you have nothing. And you're going to be nothing. And your hair is too short. Or it's too long, but you still don't like it. God is saying, I have made you. I am the designer. I am the creator. I am the source of all things. By me, through my Son, Christ Jesus, everything is being held up, even us. So believe now in yourself that you are good enough. You are good enough. Don't let anyone beat you down. Because when they are saying those things, they're not looking into their own eyes and seeing the speck and the things and the judgments that's in their own eyes that someone else could tell them. Because you're black or of African descent doesn't mean you're not good enough. Doesn't mean that you're ugly. Doesn't mean that you're lazy and you're no good. When someone says that about you, that is their definition of you. That is the reality they want to push on you. But God said, I'm no respecter of persons. You are all wonderful in my eyes. You're all beautiful in my eyes. Because you are my masterpiece. You are my handiwork. And don't let their perception become your perception. And whatever you say about them, they should not allow your perception to become their perception. We are all God's children. And He has a work for all of us. So when you feel that you're not good enough, that is not of the mind of God. That is not of Christ in us. Because love sees no faults. That spiritual love, that unconditional love, is not like us, where we have limitations and expectations. And if it doesn't happen, we say that you're ugly and you're no good. But His love is beyond conditions and expectations. All He expects us is to owe no one anything but love. Amen? Now, the message is, you have a work prepared for you. Long before we were born. You have a purpose for being here on earth and for being here in Revival Center at this time. We have been assigned by the Holy Spirit to an assigner, which is the senior pastor. And we are assignees, connected to the assigner who was given by the Holy Spirit to guide us to do this work that has been prepared for us. And many of us in the kingdom of God and believe in Jesus Christ, but we do not His works. We do the other works and we give the glory to the others. But the work for God, many of us don't do it. And we don't know who we give the glory to, whether to ourselves or to someone else. How many of us in 2020 are ready to do the work that God has prepared for you and I in 2020? Amen? You are ready to do the work. Why? Because you see what's going on around us. Lies have become truth. Good news has become fake news. What is good, people are saying, my bad. I mean, the youths are just going off. Most of them, not all of them. Relationships are not functional as they're supposed to be. Our finances are not the way it's supposed to be. Our ministries are not the way it's supposed to be. And who do we blame? Ask yourself. And I don't like to say it, but when last you led someone to Christ? When last you led someone to believe or to think about God, about Jesus Christ? When last you devoted some time for private prayer, to go before the presence of the Lord and to say, take my life and let your life shine through me, so that that light that is shining is not me, but it's you. Unless we interpret and say, let my light shine. So we think we own a light to go and shine somewhere. But it's not our light. Is the light of Christ in us that needs to shine so others can see. So if we are not shining a light, we can't get anyone to believe in Jesus Christ. Amen? So the scripture, just to be short, is taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Are we there? Chapter 2, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So I'm just going to just deal with this. For we are the workmanship of God. What is a workmanship? A workmanship, according to the dictionary, is a skill or craft or a brand or design. Someone took their time to go into the intricate things of putting together something that would be valuable. And so when you see a great painting, you say, that's a masterpiece. Well, the workman who has done his workmanship and is still doing his workmanship is God. And we are his workmanship. So he's still designing and painting and taking out and cutting out and doing things and preparing us to be on display so people could come and love it and fall in love with his workmanship. Are you God's workmanship? Are you allowing him to work on you? And how are you doing that? How are you allowing God to work and fine-tune and tune you in and mold you and shape you so that you can become this brand, this vessel, this beautiful, honorable, earthen vessel? Think about it. Are you there? Are you putting the time in to allow the artist to do the work in you and on you? Or are you resisting through your own way? Are you trying to tell the designer, the creator, the master artist, don't put this piece here. I'm not ready for you to add this piece here. And you got to lay down his brush and his tools and try to go to another part. And there may be some illness or circumstances of the world will cause you to say, yes, I'm ready for you to put that piece there now. We try to tell the designer how to design us by the way we think. So as a person thinks, so they become. If you are not thinking to allow the designer to do his work and make you priceless and make you valuable, then what will happen? Who will come in and fill the void? And what would he do by filling the void? What would he fill it with? Yourself, your ego, your pride, the lust of the flesh. He will come and lift those things up until you create your own life. You design your own life. And you become, as the words say, a fool who believes there is no God. But you are the God. So before we go into 2020, how are we going to let God be God in us to do his work? So write that down in your mental calendar. For 2020, as someone said, I want to do God more. Oh, you don't want to do God more. You want God to do you more. There's a song that says, I don't want a form of godliness. I want God. I don't want to give God my second best. I want God. Okay? Do you want a little form of God? Or do you want all of God? Because if you accept and allow God and let go you and let God come through you and shine through you, anything we need, whatever we ask him for, he hears and he's faithful and just to forgive us and to then bless us. Amen? So let God do his work. Let his workmanship begin to design us for the work that he has prepared beforehand, that we could walk in it. He didn't specify the work, but in the Bible it tells you the gifts of healing, knowledge, wisdom, all of those things, tongues, evangelizing, teaching, and prophesying, and so on. Amen? Giving, sharing. Do you know that you are God's temple? That God's Spirit dwells in you? We are the temple of the living God. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. When the Holy Spirit or God dwells in us, do we have access to a lot of power? Do we have access to a lot of resources? It's not like the world. We have to go and rent and borrow and pay and so on. This you don't have to pay for. You can't pay for his love. You can't pay for his salvation. You can't pay for his redemption. You can't do that. That's the world. And as Solomon said, money answereth everything in the world. But when it comes to our spirit, when it comes to who we truly are, we can't pay for it. So, as the temple of the living God, we have access to all of who God is. All things were created by him and for him and through him, Christ Jesus, who is the visible, express image of the invisible God that we serve. So we'll stop there on that one because of time. So how is he preparing us for this job? What is this job about? Impacting lives, transforming lives, reaching people at the point where they need God to show up and for him to come and use us to meet that person in the flesh so he can work through us to encourage them, to strengthen them, to build them up, to find a way to take them out of the pit that they're in, to find a way to empower them through their belief in Jesus Christ. Not in us. Who will believe in a man or a woman to put everything in their hands? Would you put your whole soul in somebody's hands? Would you put all your thoughts in another human being's hands? Would you put your future in another human being's hands? But many of us do. Because without you, I am nothing. You never say without God or without Christ. You say without you, I am nothing. But God said, man and woman disappoints. But when you call on him, he appoints. He lifts you up. He doesn't say don't love one another. But his love is greater than all love. Because he is love. Amen? We are created for this great work through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. Because God cannot give us and do anything for us unless Christ Jesus is in us. We cannot get all the good things that we are asking for from God unless he sees Christ Jesus in us. Because it's only through his Son, the mediator, only through him alive in us, through the new birth, that we can get all the pleasures and all the benefits that we need. But if Christ Jesus is not in us, how could he prepare us for the work? Because Jesus is the work. We cannot do God's work if Christ Jesus is not in us. Some of you don't understand it yet. We are created through Christ Jesus. When we accept Jesus Christ, he comes and live and dwell within us. The old nature is subdued, and we become a new creation. That new creation is God preparing the work of Christ in us so that we become this new man, this new woman. And without Christ, we are lost. And so we consider ourselves having Jesus Christ. How many people out there don't have Jesus Christ in them? That's why the only how we can do the work is because Jesus Christ is in us. And I'm not talking about sweeping, mopping, being a manager, being a business owner, and all of that. That is the work as well. But it has to be a work of Christ through us, helping us to be the light in the world. Even in invention, even in business, whatever it is, his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding that is created is being woven in us through Christ Jesus, because Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. He is the miracle worker. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. And so when he is working in us, he will deliver us from our selfishness. He will deliver us from our own way. He will deliver us from thinking that we are ruling our own life. Because God is the workman. He is the master, framing us, structuring us, and restructuring and renewing us through Christ Jesus. Amen. Are we there? Are you there with us? It's hard to believe because people think Christ is outside of us, that we are independent from Christ Jesus. If he's independent from us, then all God have to do is work to Jesus and leave us alone. Because how can we become the masterpiece when his son is a true masterpiece? Because he was the sinless creation who came to a sinful creation to tell the sinful creation, you cannot become the workmanship of God your Father unless you take his son in. And let the Son be created in us. Create in us this new person, this new Adam, this new Eve. Because all have fallen short of the glory of God through sin. And we need the sinless one to come in and protect us and guide us and teach us and show us the way how to do this great work. And this great work he has done. And he said, we too will do this work, his work. And we will do greater works. Not we, not me, not flesh. But Christ Jesus in me, using me as this earthen vessel. The scripture said, I think it's something like, there is a treasure in earthen vessel. That is, who is the treasure and who is the earthen vessel? Jesus Christ is the treasure. Amen. In this earthen vessel, who we are. This treasure inside this earthen vessel has a work to do. Do you hide your treasure or do you want the world to see your treasure? Do you want to tell the world about Christ Jesus in you? So what the workman is doing is trying to dust, move all the dirt and the muck of this earthen vessel out the way so that the treasure can begin to what? Go forth and do all the great work. But if we want to stay with the dirt, and we want to cover up the treasure in this earthen vessel, what work could we really do? Except what he said to Adam, You will go and toil to the sweat of your brow. Just toil and toil and toil. And you'll eat your food and buy your things and enjoy that. And that is it. But when you allow the treasure, Christ Jesus, in this earthen vessel, our flesh, the spirit that dwells in our temple, to begin to be released to use this vessel to do the great work that has been prepared beforehand. What strength, what power, what greatness, what light, what salt we become because we are connected through Christ Jesus to the Father. And he said, whatever you want, whatever you want, whatever you need, ask in whose name? Ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Ask in his name because he is dwelling in there. The Spirit of God is dwelling. So we thought we were the treasure and the earthen vessel was Jesus Christ. So we could kick this vessel around, we could break it as we want. No, but the workman is going to break us into pieces. That's why we struggle and suffer a lot in life. Because we think and we are the treasure, and we are so proud to be this treasure that we don't realize, no, we are the vessel. We are the means and the instrument for the purpose and the work of God to come through. But we are not the work itself. We are not the treasure itself. How do we do this? When we come to know God and the fullness of Christ, when we study his word, when we love one another, when we love God with all our hearts and all our strength and all of our mind, when we know God is God, he is the deliverer. We are not delivering anyone. It is his power that is working through us to raise us up as he has raised up Jesus Christ. Just think, the one who has died and been crucified, and the one who has been resurrected and raised up by the power of the Holy Spirit is us and in us, and is creating, and the workman is creating him through us so the work can go on. His work has to go on. And we are the one being prepared for the work that has been laid down beforehand in the spirit realm by the Father. We have been predestined. We have been called to this work. And what did they ask Jesus? What is the work that we are to do for God, to please God? Believe in the one he has sent. Believe in the one he has sent. That is the work. Believe in Jesus Christ. And when we believe in Jesus Christ and we meet others, Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit will speak to us to get someone else to believe in Jesus Christ. That is one of the greatest work. Another work, he said, that we can forgive sins through the name of Jesus Christ. Forgiveness of sins. Could you imagine? He has empowered us. And again, it's not the flesh nature, it's not the natural man. It's the new man, the new creation, the new woman in us, Christ Jesus, that treasure, that masterpiece that has made us a masterpiece, that has made us a treasure. Because once you become joint heir, everything Christ says we supposed to be. And we are, but we don't acknowledge it. We don't walk in that power and authority to bind. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I'm just reminding you before we go into 2020, there's a workman who's working on us and creating Christ Jesus inside of us for good works. Now, they're good works. Be kind, be loving, follow the government, stop being contentious, stop reveling, stop adultery, stop fornication, stop divorce, stop all these things. He said, but it's the greater works. It's allow him to use you to forgive someone and transform their lives. So that when they go out and do the work of Christ, they feel joy. They don't feel bored. A lot of people sit down in churches and they are bored to death because they don't know the work that God has prepared beforehand for them to walk in. It's a lot of work. Just read it right through the Word of God and you will see the works. Sometimes you tell them, live a quiet life, do business, and wait on the return. Don't be angry for long. Don't let the sun come down on that wrath. All these qualities and attributes and attitude. Then he said, the poor shall inherit what? The meek and the humble should do this. And all these things and qualities and attributes, that's part of us. He said, those who think they are poor, let them say they are. But when we say it, we don't believe it. He said in Mark, I think 11, when you pray, believe what you ask for, and you shall have it. He said, give, and it shall be given back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken over, running over, that men and women will what? Put into the bosom. Where your heart is where your treasure is. As we go into 2020, remember, God, the workman, is designing us into a masterpiece. How many of us want to be a masterpiece for Christ, for God? How many of us know that in order to make us into that masterpiece, he himself as the Son of God, has to be worked inside of us. And look at all the miracles Jesus did. And look at all the 5,000 or more he fed. Look at the people he healed and all of that. He said, we will do the same works he did. But it's not we like our brain and our hands. It is knowing that he has been being created through the new birth in us to do those same things. Some countries, people are raising the dead. Some countries are feeding hundreds of people now. We cannot be God, and we cannot be Christ, and we cannot try to be like Christ or try to look like him, but we have to allow Christ in us to become himself in us. Amen. So that he could shine through us to do those same work. He said, we will do, believe, I think it's John 14, 11, before I go. Let's look at John 14, 11. It says, let's read from 7 to 11, sorry. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me? Philip, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? When God is doing his workmanship on us and creating us through Christ Jesus, it's one person. Because he said, God and the Father and I are one. And when you see me, you see whom? The Father. The Father is going with us. Amen? The presence of God is going with us. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Who does the work for Jesus? the Father who dwells in him. You got it? So when we think was the man, Jesus Christ, walking around doing the work, it was God who was created in him through the Holy Spirit, through Mary. He was doing the work. He was doing the work through Jesus Christ. So now Jesus Christ is in us. Who wants to do the work in us? Okay. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. So if you don't believe the earthen vessel of Jesus, believe the works that he was doing and is still doing. That's what he's saying. You want to look at me and say, I'm from Nazareth. Nothing good comes from there. You're just like us. You're not God. You can't do. You're not. You're working for Baal Shebab. You're working for the demons and the devils. That's why you're doing all of this. He said, well, don't believe me. But when I walked on water, who you think was taking me on the water? When I took 5 loaves and 2 fish and turned it into able to feed 5,000 and give back the boy 12 baskets full, who you think was doing that work? Right? When the woman was sick, Tabitha, and the people come and say, look all the great work, and she died. Look at all the great things she did. And Peter went in there, and Peter prayed. Who was in Peter? And in whose name did Peter pray to raise her from the dead? Was it Peter? When the man by the gate, beautiful, what did he say? I have no silver and gold to give you. But what I have, who did he have? Christ Jesus working through him. So get up, rise up, and walk. In 2020, let the power of Christ working in us do his work. And in the greater works, don't ever look at you and say, you are doing it. We have to give glory to God. Jesus Christ gave glory to his Father. And Father said, I have glorified both you and me because we are one. I see what you have done. So in 2020, we are God's workmanship, created through Christ Jesus to do good works. A work that has been already set aside for us. What is our purpose? To do a good work that has been prepared for us. To become salt and light to the world, to our community, to our families. How do we do it? By recognizing first that is not us. We are not the treasure. We become the treasure when we connect to the treasure. And that treasure has connected to the source, which is the Father. And when we are in union and communion, then miracles and blessings and healing and deliverance takes place. How many of us are ready to walk into 2020? Be in the workmanship of God.